Is Nicki Minaj pregnant? Guess which VH1 basketball wife is threatening to quit the show? Amber Rose gets a new job. There may be no more NeNe leaks on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And does Usher Raymond and his ex-wife Tamika Foster have a sex tape? Next on The Stylistic Report. Hey, it's Miss Stylistic, and I'm in tune with T-Mill, ready to drop these deets from the streets in The Stylistic Report for Tuesday, March 10th. Are y'all ready to get into it? Y'all know I am, so let's catch up. Child, now y'all know, sources are saying that Lil Wayne is furious with Nicki Minaj because she held a secret meeting to let her CEO know that they need to lighten her schedule up because she is pregnant. Oh, who her baby daddy is? That SB dude? Child, boy, he's gay. Anyway, but why do female artists always mess up the careers right at the peak? You know, Nicki is that bitch right now. The Queen Bee took her title. I hope she's not really pregnant. But, if this is true, congratulations, girl. Hope it's a girl. Okay, so y'all know Evelyn Lozada from VH1's Basketball Wives has threatened to quit the show after she saw how she was played on the season finale, saying that producers portrayed her and tipped Tammy Roman off about her sleeping with Tammy's ex-husband Kenny Anderson back in the day. Did y'all see the fight? Tammy wore her out, and she should have did more, really. But it was a mess, and Evelyn deserved to get her weed pulled on this one. Even though Evelyn's already signed on for season 3, she is threatening to quit the show if they don't up her pay to $20,000 per episode. Mind you, everybody's been getting $7,500 thus far. Did she just try it? I think so, because Tammy took her spot, and we really, really don't need Evelyn anymore since she with Chad anyway. Well, how you gonna be somebody's BFF and you slept with her husband? You don't want to tell her. She could have played it off like, oh my goodness, girl, you Kenny's ex-wife? I slept with Kenny 10 years ago. I never knew he was raised a dog. And, you know, Tammy would have been like, are you serious, girl? Oh my God. And then could have caught notes and all that. And being BFFs off of that, Tammy could have decided she still wanted to deal with Evelyn after she told her that. But knowing some secret stuff like this, and you keeping it from me and all, trying to be my BFF, no wonder Evelyn was kissing her ass now that I think about it. She didn't want Tammy to wear her out in the beginning. Well, too late. And if you saw that reunion, Tammy admitted to sleeping with Chad. So, child, bye, Evelyn. Ain't nobody thinking about your threat. See you next season, girl. Oh, but wait. Remember when I told you that Royce Reed was getting booted off the show because she and her new gay boyfriend, Dwayne, are boring as hell? Well, she went on the radio last week to clear all of that up, and it's not true. She will be on the 3rd season also. Yawn. Girl, bye. Find something else to talk about, because if you ain't shaking your ass all over the camera at a damn Ludacris event, you really have nothing to talk about. You can't talk about your baby daddy because he put a gag order on you. That's boring. And you dress like a little 12-year-old kid. Well, that gives us something to talk about, because we can talk about how you look a mess every Sunday. I got something to say about you. So, yeah, girl. Glad to see you still on too, girl. But, oh, remember Chris Bosh's baby mama? I told you that she was going to be joining the cast because they had a lot of issues about him being a deadbeat dad. He found that out that she was about to make it and put an ixnay gag order on her. So, sorry. We won't be hearing about any of his gay excursions. That's all we want to know. You know we keep hearing Chris Bosh is gay. I'm sure she knows all the tea. She need to be my BFF. I'm going to do her like Evelyn and Tammy. Except I didn't mess with Chris Bosh and never will. Come on now. Ugh. Hey, fellas. Have you been missing Amber Rose? Well, say no more. SiriusXM Radio and Jamie Foxx's Fox on Channel just signed her on with her very own radio show called Amber in the Roses. She tweeted a few days ago via Twitter, "It's official. I have my own radio show coming on Foxhole Radio. Now people can finally get a dose of my spiciness." Really, girl? First of all, I've never knew Amber had a personality, because I've never heard this bitch say more than 5 words. So, girl, who's been planning your foxhole to get that damn job? Put me on, honey, because I need one too, hey? So, y'all know NeNe Leakes from The Real Housewives of Atlanta has fallen out with the entire cast except for her little pet friend Cynthia Bailey that follows right behind her saying and doing whatever that bitch tell her to do. And she even fell out with Bravo Andy. Who does that? He is like the coolest. But anyway, everybody is sick of NeNe's big, giant, grand-ass ego because it's out of control right now. This half of thinks she's Wendy Williams or Oprah or whatever or something. She thinks she's a hot commodity because people thrive on her drama. But girl, goodbye. I don't know why she thinks these networks can't function without her, but trust, they can. Just because you're on Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice doesn't mean that Bravo won't let you go. Because, boo-boo, they have had enough of your psycho 50-year-old grown bitch ass over here choking up people and starting all this drama like you 15 or something. Girl, what is the deal? She thinks she runs things. They about to show her that she doesn't by weaning her off of The Real Housewives of Atlanta in the first 3 or 4 episodes of the next season. The question is, NeNe does have a lot of fans, so will you still watch it? There's no more NeNe? But to me, it sounds like NeNe has a spinoff coming soon. I guess we'll see. Oh, and before I go, let me tell y'all this. TMZ claims they got a print screen of a sex tape between Usher Raymond and his ex-wife Tamika Foster pleasuring each other, basically at 69. But of course, Tamika's denying it, saying there's never been any cameras around while she's had sex with her husband. Girl, bye. Everybody does that. Why people lie so much? And how did they get this picture of the both of y'all together? People don't just make that up. TMZ should have just bought it and shut it down for the day, because that would have been an epic day on the internet. So, until then, you know I will be waiting. But log on to Be Stylistic and find out how this alleged sex tape surfaced. Okay, my time's up. So listen, y'all better log on to Be Stylistic every day for your daily dose of celebrity biz, fashion, music, relationship advice, and more. You be you. But I'm a Be Stylistic, because I am Miss Stylistic, honey. And I know y'all love me. So I'm going to see you on Thursday. The Stylistic Report is provided by Intune with T-Mill. Log on to tmillonline.com at 10:50 Tuesdays and Thursdays to get into it. Bye-bye.